fireworks explosions.
Season 2.
Does not compute. Does not compute.
You have 45 seconds to comply.
Yeah, 45. Where's the drama?
Season 2. You have 15 seconds to comply.
Yeah, that's been intense.
Season 2, you have 10 seconds to comply.
Yeah, no, I'm shitting.
Season 2, you have 5 seconds to comply. 4, 3, 2, 1. Hello, cunt bubblers! Wobblers, tumblers, numblers, gubblers!
He's Bile.
And he's Woo, and this is...
Codface number 2!
Codface season 2. We're back for another whole season. You'll never get rid of us. Number two's
for yous.
And number two's for me. Hey, oh my god, does that mean number two's for me mean I like easy shit?
Can you hear the music?
Hello there. Codpig presents.
I like to rub it on my... I like to rub it on my...
Hello? Hey, fight Disney! I'm gonna do your car to over
there!
I like to rub it on... I like to rub it on... I like to rub it on my eyes!
Shazbat. Oh. Oh. Hi there, everyone.
Hello.
Cod Bubblers.
Hello, Cod Bubblers, and welcome to Cod Paste.
I'm Bile.
And I'm Woo. This is the last episode of the same series. I'm sure you're very upset to hear, even though you haven't heard the first one yet, but don't worry about that.
Yeah, the...
Don't mess with the timelines.
The studio is going to be coming down after tonight.
Makes it and moving. A mini-series, doesn't it, really?
God, yeah, it does.
We might get funding from the ABC for this.
I think I've been talking a bit too low. Look at that.
I can barely
see me lines.
Oh, don't worry about that. Shine the torch on the back of the system.
Don't. That's where I've hid me drugs and my gun.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were looking for your lines. All right, we're off to a flying start.
As usual.
We're off.
We're off. And we're Vegas in it again, baby.
For the foreseeable. We're up.
Yep.
We're up and we're not down. I sincerely hope you're not down either, guys, because there's nothing worse than hanging around with a bummer. So, don't be a bummer. Be fun. If you can't be fun,
be a bummer.
And really enjoy it.
Just go down the Wickham.
I don't think that's the message.
Or the beat.
I don't think that's the message that I started off with. I don't think that's where I was going at all. If you're feeling a bit down today, ease yourself back into the chair. Pop on your cod phones and have a lovely time with the ever so kind Mr. Bile.
And Mr. Woo.
Oh, they're lovely. I've just had a movement. Rather a slippery one too. So, how are you, Mr. Bile? Feels like a long time, again.
Mr. Bile's not too bad, thank you. Oh, yeah, because, yeah, it's been 2 weeks since the last one, isn't it?
It has, yeah.
I was out peaching it last week in a room full of lesbians.
I would love to just leave that there. Move on to the next topic. Well, I don't think we'll be doing anybody justice.
Well, I've got a few lesbo mates. I've been in places and bars and pubs with plenty of gay blokes, but never that many lesbians at all.
Was there more than at the Breeders' gig? Because that was pretty sittered out.
Really? As in scissored out? Or just...
Yeah. Yeah, exactly that.
I'll tell you what, we're starting on a so not right on fucking thing here.
What? Hey, we're not picking up our lovely sisters.
Yeah.
Love one, love all.
Rug munching and flick your bean, go for it.
That's right.
I'm all for rug munching and flicking the bean.
You're doing it right now.
There was a fantastic bit during Peach's set last week when she had a male dancer and a female dancer. And they both came on wearing massive vulvas. They were dressed up as cunts, basically.
Oh, yeah.
And I can say that because they were dressed as cunts, not cunts, you cunts. Oh. But they were actually dressed as cunts. It looked fantastic during one part of one of the songs.
You don't think you'd walked into the start of the election?
Oh, no. That was in the UK anyway. Could have been the start of the budget, but fuck that. The guy looked
a whole bunch of cans.
The guy looked a bit like Russell Brand, but a bit thinner and a bit better looking. And there was this point
more like
when
Russell Hardy.
Russell Hardy being beaten up by Grace Jones.
Oh, now we're talking. if Peaches can get up to that standard, then yeah, well.
It was a really, really good gig. Yeah, at one point, you know, they've both got these like vulva outfits on, and they're pulling the beans, or rather, he was kind of pulling up the bean where she was flicking the bean properly. I'm not sure he's ever known flicked a bean before, but he could well have been gay. I'm not sure. I'm not casting aspersions here, but he just didn't know, you know, what to do with the bean.
Oh, well, maybe he was just a bean enthusiast coming from a different angle.
Well, it's all about the angle of the dangle.
Well, if your bean's dangling, then you're probably having a good time most of the time, aren't you? Might get a bit too sensitive, I guess.
Well, if your bean's dangling, you just wear a pair of jeans, wouldn't you?
I don't know. I probably wouldn't get out of the house. You can just get dressed, you're two steps down the corridor and just collapse on the floor moaning.
On a slight tangent with that, I've always wondered, and, you know, I've been big enough
About my big clitoris?
I've been big enough to, like, flashes about in the past about, you know, if men had two less vertebrae at the base of our spines, I'm wondering if women would be redundant and the human race would die out.
Well, if you could just get a clean wheelie bin, I think it's the same thing, isn't it?
Please explain.
Well, you could achieve the same effect by reversing yourself into a wheelie bin whilst you're messing. But, you know, there's normally a bit of a stink that comes with it. unless you're really keen and you've gone out and bought yourself a bin especially.
Hang on, but surely your mate would have known about this after being put in a wheelie bin at a gig.
Yeah, well, I think he was...
Did he suck his own cock in the wheelie bin?
Well, again, a bit off-putting, haven't you? Well, maybe he can't orgasm never having shards of glass being injected into his anus. Maybe that's one of the lasting effects of a comedy night gone wrong.
That didn't sound like a comedy night gone wrong, though. That sounded like a comedy night going very right.
Well, it did. It did, as far as I can see.
Oh, good.
Probably up until the last 4 hours of it.
So anyway, you're in the middle of a move?
Yeah, I'm leaving the Big Smoke, or Brisbane as it's known, Brisvegas.
And you're going down to Gunville.
I am. I'm going to live with the bikies and the old orange ladies.
Well, it'd be lovely to see what you're going to make of living on, living in a place that's, as you yourself said, is a cross between Blackpool and Miami.
Show is, mofo. I'm going to the Gold Coast. Hope I survive the first week.
Ah, you'll be fine, mate.
Yeah, so this is a little preview of what you can expect from Series 3 of Codface. it's like the next edition of Grand Theft Auto, I think, is what I'm expecting.
Are we going to have, like, drive-by shootings and...
Yeah, well, I've already...
Or drive-by poddings.
Yeah, I've got a whole new bank of sound effects ready for the event. It's going to be sirens going the whole time. But probably won't need the sound effects.
So effectively, it's going to be Grand Theft Auto 5 in the background.
We're about five doors down from a jetty, which we can launch ourselves on, launch a boat up onto the bank, run into the garage and start cut-pasting like that. All right.
You got a jetty?
A jetty?
A jetty, man.
No, there's like is
that like a little pier? You could sit there watching the boats going in and coming out again.
Ah, no.
Okay. Man. That's somebody else's material. Let's try and get away from doing that.
Good luck. Ah, no, it's all right. Going down the Gold Coast tonight. I'll be sitting on the beach watching the pedalos going up and then down.
I'm glad you said pedalos then. I thought you were going to say something else.
Now then. Watching the pedalos going up and then down. Is that enough? Is that far enough away? You know.
Well, I was just thinking, hello, now then. I've got a spare key for small children's home.
Spare key. No, you know when the dodgy music on like shampoo ads and that, and they, you know, rip off Moby or something and change one note, so just like it.
Yep.
So you just get one bum note all the way through it, and that's okay because it's out of copyright, so that's fine. Is that okay if we just do that to other people's comedy? Just take it up the pitch, change the ships coming in and going out again for pedalos.
Well, if we make it pedalos, then we can introduce a bit of sport into it with Freddie Flintoff. Who was out for an England tour and was very, very drunk on a pedalo, as you so righteously call them.
get better. I'm thinking about getting one to go to work.
Go on then.
All right, fine. I'll see you later. Oh, that's it for tonight. I've got to go pedalo
shopping.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
It's been
Bile.
Really nice bothering with you. Now, don't remember, don't forget, don't be hasty. Let's get pasty.
Thank you. Well, that was a lie, actually. We're not
Hello,
fucking off.
Hello, right? Welcome to the last episode, Part B.
I'm Bile.
I'm still Woo.
And I've got Deja Vu.
Hang on. What my Gold Coast Alter Ego is going to be? Bikey Woo.
How about we'll
let... Woo Davidson.
Woo Davidson?
Actually, what's my favourite... My favourite bikey gang? I'm just trying to think now. Have you got any favourites? Because...
yeah, the Pink Fairies.
It's shit something.
Shit Kickers?
No, nothing anywhere near as sensible as that. It's like Shit Cakers or something like that.
Don't mind me, I'm just burping off mic there.
I'm not going to Google it. I'm going to use my mind. So we'll come back to that in about 4 hours.
Right, so this is going to be 4 hours worth of silence in between now and you coming up with that one.
You talk for 4 hours and I'll just make a buzzing noise in the corner.
How about the Gilded Grannies? No, you're not. It's not working, is it?
Oh no, I'm not. I'll be back.
If you want an alter ego, how about Gold Coast Cunty Bollocks? And I'm giving away one of my favourite phrases.
Pretty sure that's already taken.
Oh, you reckon? Yeah. Gold Coast Cunty Bollocks.
Yeah, I think I saw someone driving back with a pass with that number plate. On the back of a gold hammer.
So anyway, now you're going to be down at the Goldie. Are you going to be a Thule?
A Thule? Well, I probably will be for a weekend, unless I stay in, like I do here. I don't know, since I'm living in a place for all year round, would I go out on the most violent, nonsensical night of the year? Just have a look around.
But the thing is, more than that, with you know, not necessarily being a Thule, but... generally at schoolies, there's always one or two people that fall off a fucking balcony. So, you know, you've got more chance of being hit by a fallen kid during that weekend than you have by being hit by a fucking a plane or fucking falling out of the sky. Which is quite true anyway.
I think it's like a weekly thing down at Gold Coast is either a balcony collapsing or just someone thinking they can climb up one and falling off again.
Mostly falling off them, I think.
Yeah, but it's quite often trying to access the other floor or something like that.
What, you mean the 95th floor of
other? You're on level 94. Someone on the 95th floor will let you in. And so you just climb down to your balcony.
Come on up. Yeah, it's fine.
We've all been there. Sometimes it goes wrong. Most of the time, it's not newsworthy.
I have climbed around balconies before, but not only on the 4th floor, not on the 94th floor.
I don't think there's much difference. If you're falling from 4 stories onto concrete or 94 stories, I think you've pretty much got the same decision made.
I did actually. Me and my mate, we were out following the Sisters of Mercy in Europe. This is going back quite
a triple dart fuck.
A triple dart fuck.
Yes, go on. Yeah, go on.
We were blagging places to stay, and we were staying in. His name is Phil, and he was from Leeds, and he was goth. He was a very nice guy, and he let us stay in his flat. And I went out, and I couldn't get back in. I knocked on the wrong fucking door. Anyway,
easy.
I knock on this door.
Easy to do.
I knock on this door, and there's like two or three German chicks and a bloke in this room. And they're all Sisters fans, you know, they're up from, I think they were up from Munich, and this is in Hamburg. And so I managed somehow to explain to them that, you know, I'm sleeping next door, I can't get in, they're all asleep.
Meine Kohl has drei Beine.
But they were really nice, and they had beer as well, so it didn't really matter. And I was English, so that helped for a bit. And yeah, I managed to climb out onto the
roof. So were any of them closed? So I'm just picturing him in lederhosen.
and them all wearing stuff and spanking him to fuck. Unfortunately, yes, they were all clothed.
Okay, yeah, no,
But they're all in black, so it's pretty cool. So yeah. the balconies were right next to each other. But it meant jumping off onto the wall of one balcony and just scooching round onto the balcony of the next, and then opening the door and going in and going back to sleep.
At that point,
fuck knows why I didn't stay in the room there.
At that point, Lord Boyle was not referring to Scooch the band.
Did I say Scooch then?
He's scooching, yeah. You've scooched around somewhere.
I haven't scooched for quite a while, actually.
Well, you haven't been. It was.
Oh god! I mean, we got up to all kinds of really.
So we're getting
stuff.
One flat round these days.
Well, we went out. We came out to see the sisters again a couple of years later in Amsterdam and Belgium and. And on the way out, we met these group of very, very posh people from a public school. And we were talking about...
Posh goths?
No. These weren't posh goths. They were going somewhere else, but they were just very, very posh people. Okay. And we had this game where...
Was Simple Minds playing the same night?
Nope. But I introduced... the thing was, we were on this boat, and I had a thing for Green Deaths at the time. And a Green Death is either 3/4 of a pint of lager cider or snake bite.
Anyone playing the cod paste drinking game will recognise the same reference to this drink.
Double vodka and orange and a blue curacao. Turns it kind of a puce nasty
blue
green
caraca, colour. You mean?
A curacao, mate. I'm posh.
Blue caraca.
And you're my caracas. On your knackers. So I was drinking this at the bar because I went down, got a bottle of vodka.
Because
I got a bottle of vodka and decided it was going to be very cheap to drink on a boat. And these posh guys went, what the fuck? I mean, it's a hell of an ice-breaking drink because people go, what the fucking hell is that? In fact, the colour of atomic, that's the colour it... The green part of an atomic
Everybody,
bottle.
Lift up your bottle of atomic. You read the notes before the start of the program tonight. You should have your bottle of atomic pale ale.
And it's the dark green colour of it.
Yeah, not the old label. Not the old label with the shark on. It's a lovely, vibrant green, isn't it?
It is.
It's a bit beyond Hulk.
It's way past
it's
Hulk.
Like the crack of the Hulk's ass just before you get it right in the cleft.
This would be part of the goal, the Hulk's ring piece, which he needs bleaching.
Anything?
Yeah, anal bleaching for the Hulk. In fact, let's go with the anal bleaching for the Hulk, because my God, that would be funny. Who the fucking hell would do that?
Oh, you won't like me when I'm hairy.
Daisy would go for it. Daisy would be one. She'd come on, calm down, mate.
Oh, actually, this obviously we're at work at the moment. There's a hairdresser's stroke. Beauty sort of place, and all over the front windows they're advertising the Brazilian blowout, and it's like they've got some deal on.
That conjures up so many things.
Honestly, I have to walk past every day when I'm going to find something to eat. I'm starving, and the last thing I can see before I eat something is the Brazilian blowout, and I'm just
Does it actually say does it go into any detail of what the Brazilian blowout entails?
Well, it's just there's a picture of somebody halfway through taking a wax strip off somebody's ass and then prolapsing at the same time.
Whoa! I've got to go there. That's appealing to the gutter in me.
On a beautiful Brazilian beach. Yeah, they've got a whole room set up for the experience. No, they don't describe what it is.
But a Brazilian blowout, it's just the blow. Do you get a blowjob when someone's giving you a Brazilian, like a male Brazilian or something?
Oh, I'm about to arrive. Is that the finisher?
Oh, no, I want it to be filthier than that. I don't want it to be mucky.
So we've gone backwards from the prolapse and you want it to be filthier. Okay. You lead the way then.
Well, just, a blowout, a Brazilian blowout. Have they got, I don't know, give someone a Brazilian and they fart at the same time.
Are there many whales that pass through Brazil? Dolphins, I suppose.
Dolphins, possibly.
Yeah, you could have a bit
but
of
I quite like the idea of, like,
they're a bit rapey, but you could, if you get in the blowhole, if you get in there first.
No, I'm quite taken with the idea of. It's going to kill. I tell you what, that will kill the fucking environment. All that methane.
Yeah, well, none of these images are doing anything to improve my pre-breakfast situation. So,
hang on, mate. You're about fucking 12 hours off of breakfast. What are you on about?
No, this is what I have to see every day when I'm on my way to breakfast. So. If you're trying to put fresh ideas in my head to
think
improve
those,
my appetite,
think of all those foxy chicks that are going in there. They're already oranged up with their fake tan.
Oh, don't, Dave. After that, there was a night out, listener, that young Mr. Bile and myself had in the West End in a long gone establishment called the Music Cafe, which we used to frequent. And there was a lovely pool room at the back where you could, it doubled up as the smoking room and the general hanging out room.
Yeah.
And we got talking to a nice couple one night while we were playing pool, and she explained that she was a beautician and that she was a waxer. And we both thought that must be a fantastic job. And all she said to us, you know, if you're a dentist and someone comes in with bad breath, I left it at that.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's well, I put that career on hold.
The thing is,
I stopped applying for those jobs immediately.
I remember saying to her, wear a fucking mask. Wear a mask. Or at least just tell people, man, your fanny stinks, your ass stinks, your balls stink, your cock stinks. Do you not wash before you come in here?
Nah, we're back to the body farm. You just slather yourself up in Vicks.
But surely, because like most people, I'm assuming most people go to the dentist.
Chuck some fava beans on the stove.
But I'm assuming
open a nice Chianti to let it breathe.
Before most people go to the fucking dentist, they brush their teeth. You know, pointlessly. I do. Pointless, you know.
Yeah,
but
you tidy the eggs before the cleaner comes around as well.
Yeah, yeah, well, yeah, of course. I put my porn away before the cleaner comes around.
You obviously haven't been hanging out with Arnie much.
Well, I also put my jizz towel in, you know, so they don't have to see that as well.
Well, hang on, I just take the light bulbs in. They find it eventually, but they don't have to look at it.
No, the thing is, like, the jizz towel acts as my secret flag. Because even if there's no fucking wind blowing, it's still hard and it looks like a flag that's blowing in the wind.
Yeah, no, I didn't think you had a towel. I thought you had a pilot's scarf.
with no fucking wire coat hanger inside.
Yeah, I thought you always finished off by trying to choke yourself with it and then pass it out, so it's always in the right shape when you wake up in the morning.
I did try auto asphyxiation, but it just wasn't for me.
That's not the punchline that I was expecting. I really thought you had some gold. I think we just pause the podcast here, workshop this, and come back in.
Sorry, also erotic asphyxiation. I'm not Tory enough.
Oh.
It's only Tories that do that, really.
Well, I wasn't going to bring this up.
Go on.
While we're on the subject of workshopping jokes and Tories, then we should celebrate the fact that my eldest child has entered the world of comedy this week with her first knock-knock joke.
You did indeed, yeah.
I know, I think it's a moment we're celebrating. Let's just reenact it right now. Knock-knock.
Oh, can't you? Come on, do the voice.
No, I'll put a voice changer on afterwards.
No, do the voice now, come on.
I can't do the voice of an angel.
Of course you can.
All right. Knock-knock.
Yakida, what? Who's there? My beautiful daughter. Are you a sheep?
No, father. I'm not a sheep. You must listen to my joke properly. Well, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Orange.
Orange who?
Orange in your bottom.
Yeah, she takes that for her father.
Yeah, no, excellent quality comedy. Bit too blue for she's only the only people she's playing to are a well, it's pretty much a family audience, so she's gonna have to take it back.
Have you mentioned Dan Barr to her? Because that sounds like a very Dan Barr kind of joke.
What's this about Dan Barr being a joke?
No. Have you mentioned Dan Barr? Because she's obviously influenced by Dan Barr somehow.
If I have, it's only been surreptitiously, and I wouldn't have expected that information to go in. on that note, my youngest child, he's not talking yet. He's trying to get his words together.
Oh, he's making noises.
Yeah, but he really likes having his story at the end of the night. But yeah, he'll flip the pages. He'll halfway through he'll throw a book away and grab another one and then want the other one back again. So it's not all over the full story. So I've started reading the same ones over and over again. I've started working on my accents again. And trying to bring Rasta Mouse into different different stories. And, I started wondering if there was a very inappropriate YouTube channel, which we might need to create. Just reading through. Maybe if set list style, we just pull out accents on a card, which you got to swap to through the story. Oh, I'm about to have a crack at that.
Well, so you get a whole cut of this Rasta Mouse, Method the Cat or something.
Oh, we don't have to give ever again. Do you just read the story straight, but just change the accent to... Every time a new character appears, I'll just pull out an accent and you have to give them... Stick with it to the end of the story, you know, you want...
Oh, some continuity, yes. Exactly, yeah. Of course. Because of that saying. You're going to fuck those kids up, aren't you?
Was it you who recently told me or brought up South Park and asked me if I'd watched any recently?
Quite possibly.
I got a feeling it was because in the last week or two, I've caught up with the this year's series. I think, is it series 18 or something like that?
It's 17 or 18, yeah.
And I haven't watched it for a very long time. And I must say, they're more appropriate than they ever were. And
they're not fucking supposed to be. Come on!
It has been immense. I don't know whether or not there was a slack period there which stopped making me stop watching, but every concept, every flying dick, every episode of Stan's dad being Lord. It has been.
I've been trying to explain that to people, and in a very surreptitious way. People go, "Oh, do you think Lord's great?" I do, but actually, do you know Lord is a bloke from the United States posing as a woman? Honestly, you don't believe me? Okay.
Yeah, she's a geologist. She's a 45-year-old geologist from Colorado.
With two children. Called Randy.
Who performs cock magic. It's been very informative. I'm quite glad we've got back on the bus. So if anybody out there who hasn't watched South Park for a while, that whole series was there in a block on YouTube, so you don't even have to do any dodgy downloading. Just get on YouTube and just give yourself just 5 minutes of entertainment and see if the next five's worthwhile.
5 minutes? Make it 10. And you'll watch the whole... Yeah, you'll watch all 10 episodes.
I've actually taken to watching it while driving. It's more of an audio file. Nothing illegal about that. Just sitting in the well,
so
in front of the gear stick.
You kind of watch or sit into South Park while you're driving?
No, allegedly. In a dream I had recently, I watched quite a lot of South Park while driving back and forth to the Gold Coast, yeah.
Well, I mean, there are obviously some things you can do with, like, iPhones and you know, sorry. Because we're obviously, you know, not sponsored by any phone company, other smartphones are available.
Oh, wow. Hear that, ABC? We're nearly ready.
Yeah. Get us on the fucking Brekkie show.
By the time...
Get shot at that fucking Irish bloke, Matt O'Kine.
Yeah, that cunt.
He doesn't look like an Irishman.
He doesn't. He looks like Desperate Dan. He's got a big jaw. He's got a big old jaw.
He looks like a fucking, I don't know. But he comes on. He's like, good idea, mate. You know, it's Matt O'Kine. You should be, hello, hello, hello. How you doing?
Oh, you mean like Kelly O'Carrickey? Kelly O'Carrickey from Bob Party Day. Sure.
Sorry, you were going on with yep.
Yep.
You were saying?
Yep. Where was I?
South Park.
What happened? driving. What did you say? South Park. No, you were on the way somewhere.
Oh fuck yeah. Well, no.
Not me.
There are other smartphones available. Unfortunately, it's that's right.
Yeah, we were working.
Smartphones are okay.
Yeah, we're ready. Yeah.
It used to be much easier.
Get us on you cunt.
It used to be so much easier to fucking text and drive on old Nokias in the UK. Just.
Oh, he's a smooth criminal.
Oh, fucking! That's a fucking hell of a segue there. And I used to, I used to text quite a bit in the UK. Only because I good.
Hey.
Both hands on the steering wheel, on the top. Two hands on.
One Japanese thumb, is it?
Two Japanese thumbs.
Oh.
I don't know what a Japanese thumb is, actually. Hang on, is that not one of Nosh's cocks?
No, his fingers. Fingers only. Fingers McCauley, you mean? finger McCoy. Edit point.
Yeah, fingers
edit,
McCauley.
Edit that out. Yeah.
No, I'll leave it in. He won't mind.
I'm not worried about him.
Ah, fuck him.
Oh, no, we're not being racist anymore.
I wasn't being racist, you racist cunt.
Say what you like. It's going. It's all getting chopped out. You're on the air any of this, people.
Yeah, we will. You won't have time to cut this out.
Oh, I will. Oh, hey, I'm moving to the Gold Coast. It's going to be like a dream. The days are 30 hours long. The children sleep for most of it. I only have to work 5 hours a day. I'm sure all this is reality. Honestly, people, you're going to have so much content, it's going to be coming out your ass.
All you have to do, right, is avoid that wanker that Nosh sacked. The one that said you two were a pair of non-Australian faggots.
No. We weren't a pair. No, it was. That was solely me. I was a non-Australian faggot.
No. Nosh was as well. Of course he is. He's an iwi. In fact, we could probably say what we want about Nosh. He never listens to this. Should we try? Murky Buckets.
Oh, to the end of the podcastle.
Hey.
Everybody raise a glass. I'll give you, we'll just put it, insert a pause here. There you go and get a drink.
Pause, 1, 2, 3. Actually, you can just pause us. Go and get a drink. And then come back and drink with us, which is about now. So we're raising the glasses, drink, motherfuckers, drink.
Lined up the postcastle gates.
Gordon's alive.
Oh, I think he's going to be sick.
No, he's not.
No.
Yeah. So
there it was.
Nokias were great for texting when you actually weren't looking at it.
Is that what they were trying to achieve with the BlackBerrys, with the haptic touch sensation on there, so you could feel where you are on the...
Too many buttons. At least with a Nokia, you knew 1, 2, 3 was ABC.
Yes.
BEF, Jets K, dilly dilly.
Yeah, it's the old hermaphrodite conundrum, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you're going to explain this one. I'd like to hear more of it.
Oh, it's too many buttons. Similar, explains itself.
And the thing about it's motorway driving over there is much different from motorway.
Do you mind if we call
here
the episode the Hermaphrodite Conundrum?
Not at all.
Thank you.
Just for that, I might do that. I might do a mangina picture.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, well, I don't know if that'd make me a hermaphrodite or not, because that means I'd have to have both sets of genitals.
Well, as long as you can tuck one into the other and get about your business, then...
Oh, my God, I can make myself pregnant.
Yeah.
I can't.
You can't.
What you call me, copy space?
Oh, yeah, you've had your fanny snipped off, haven't you?
Yeah. I had a hysterectomy and my bollocks snipped at the same time. Oh, I'm fucked.
That was a rough month, wasn't it?
Not really, you know. I gave away to charity. Oh. Got quite a lot for them.
Which cause?
Oh, I just got this one. I didn't. I swapped them. I got a wonderful pair of breasts instead.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you gave it to the drummer then.
No. I've got a nice pair of boobs.
You have?
Oh. Fuck off. Fuck all downstairs.
Hell of a rack.
But I've got a great rack. And that's what I do at weekends now. I sit in the mirror and
wouldn't
go,
normally say that to a lady.
One goes up. I'm not a lady. It's okay.
Exactly. That's what I'm all over them. Can't stop pouring them.
Yeah, so, I used to, used to text and drive quite a bit. I used to skin up, actually, and the rare occasions.
The listeners already know that. They're well across you and your...
driving habits.
Yeah, and they're also aware that I may have done that in countries where it's legal.
Very good point.
Yeah.
I didn't think there was any harm in reminding them, though.
Yeah, fair enough.
Did that come out right? Anyway, that's a lovely drop of bottle, drop of vodka.
it's a nice drop of vodka.
It's also easily opened than the last bottle of vodka I had. Naisie was up a couple of weeks ago. So got a bottle, put it in the freezer. Couldn't get the fucking
Naisie,
top off it.
Hello, Naisie.
But yeah, she was about when we couldn't get into this bottle of vodka at all. We couldn't open it.
You do realise that's a medallion with the Kaiser Chiefs on it?
Yeah.
That's okay then.
That's all right. You can go for that, mate. I've seen the Kaiser Chiefs before they were famous. They weren't very good. We told them so.
Oh, yeah. It'd be like a commercial pendant now, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Commercial bastards.
Fucking, yeah.
Fucking sold out.
Fucking cunts. Wow. I haven't said that over about 20 minutes.
Oh, poor bastards. What did Kaiser Chiefs do?
I know I've said this before, I'm sure I had, but bands used to practice at my mate's pub, and the Kaiser Chiefs were one of them, because one of the bar staff was in the Kaiser Chiefs, and I remember opening up the side door one day and
you were just pissed off because you couldn't get a drink while they were playing.
No, they were practicing on the stage, and I just opened the door and went, excuse me, look, can you just keep it down, you're not very good, you know. Well, I used to say that to a lot of bands, but, and it sounded really good at the time, except, you know, they made it and went, yeah, fuck you. Well, you know, you're still no good. It's just, you know, idiots like you.
You beat the odds. You sound shit. You play shit. You look terrible. You're going to go a long way. Have a kick. We just went back to 1982, just in case you were wondering.
Oh, well, I was just wondering, is that like you know, an A&R man that you met at some point in the past?
No, it's a Kit Kat advert from 1984.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, fair enough.
Huh? Obviously a bit of a blank decade in there.
Oh, no, 1984, I should remember stuff, really.
1980s, fours.
I really should remember 1984, I was still at secondary school then. And I hadn't started, I think, 94? Yeah, I probably would have started smoking and taking drugs by then. But
I don't suppose you were at the British BMX Championships at the Sobel Theatre, were you?
No.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see you there then. I met Andy Ruffell that day.
Who?
Andy Ruffell.
Who's she?
Oh, dude. Oh, he's only the rally team captain at the time.
I have no idea who she is. I'm really not going with this, am I?
Do you know the weirdest thing? Like, this is, he was a massive hero to me at the time, and I met him. You know, I was 9, and it was pretty massive deal. My folks had taken me to London from Wales for these massive BMX championships, and he'd spent all day sat in a stadium like a basketball court with people doing wheelies and I'm just suddenly like, this is the best fucking thing that's ever happened in the world ever. And the cold competition is going on, and then, you know, it gets to whatever time, and my dad's like, yeah, Conan, we gotta go, let's go and have something to eat. I'm like, there's half an hour left for the competition, we can't, the competition's still. And they're like, yeah, I get mad anyway. But yeah, I met Andy Ruffell, who was like the best BMX in the world as far as I was concerned at the time, and he was probably 16 and a half 17, one of the spottiest people I'd ever met in my life. I didn't know what was going on with his face.
I thought you were going to say Stone then.
No, he wasn't even, he wasn't older, he pretty much wasn't, he hadn't even got that stage in his life. yeah, he was just a very young, obviously talented BMXer. But I never heard of anything ever again. Left that part of my life behind. Moved on to skateboarding like a sensible young man, and, you know, grew up a lot.
Yeah, I can tell. You're just starting to get bump off now.
Yeah, I'm very mature now. A couple of years ago.
Yeah, you're very mature, because you're sat in a room with another pisshead talking shit.
Yep. Didn't have a room then,
did I?
Got a room now for another week. Yeah, so I googled him a few years later. Couldn't find him. Eventually found a thread which led me to work out that he instigated the, is it the Mobos?
Music of Black Origin.
Yeah.
In the UK.
Yeah. He's behind that whole thing, this weird, spotty 17-year-old white guy. Pretty much was the whole driving force for the whole thing. I'm like, that's not what I expected from this BMXer.
Oh, he was probably shagging Rasta Mouse or something, wasn't he?
Well, that's the end of the conversation.
I just thought I was going to be pithy then. Not pissy, pithy.
I don't know. I think that's, like we've delved into some dodgy territory as far as lacism is concerned.
Anyway, I'm going to drag it back because we went off on a tangent, didn't we?
Not like us.
Well, no. I'm just looking at the green. I'm just looking at the green of the atomic ago, and that's reminding me of the Green Death.
All right, you're back up. You're back at the whole turtle.
Well, back on the boat. I've had three Green Deaths. I'm starting to stagger about a bit. Start to stagger about a bit. Yeah, get chatting to these POS people who are heading over to Europe for something. We're heading up to see the sisters. And I couldn't believe it. But, it's an icebreaker. So we start chatting. They're going, what's in it? Blah, blah, blah. Oh, I'm going to try that. It tastes really good. It looks like shit, but it tastes fucking great. So we get chatting and, everyone starts drinking together. POS people and about five blokes in black leather and long black hair. And we end up, and as does happen with these things on a boat, we end up having a drinking competition to see who can scull two pints of. We did who can scull a pint of Green Death quickest, and it ended in the draw.
I'm not trying to send this off on another path again, but just out of curiosity, how many times did you end up in a drinking competition on a boat?
A few times.
Okay. Just check in.
Not as often as I'd like.
More time on a boat.
Not as often as I'd like with complete strangers. Because, I didn't look like, very small. But, yeah, and he was a fairly big guy. And so the first one was a complete draw. It was a complete dead heat. So we said, right, we'll do another one. And this time it'll be two pints of Green Death each. And the winner would get a bottle of vodka and have to drink another pint of Green Death.
Winner.
So, needless to say, I won the second one. It was, by that time, I was a fucking mess. An absolute mess.
Obviously, you primed the barman.
Oh, no. Seriously, I hadn't. I was good as my word. I beat this big fucking, probably Boris. He's a bit like Boris, I think. I can't remember what he used to call him. But, it was some kind of posh name at the time. But he did. He was good as his word. He went off and got me a bottle of vodka and got another fucking Green Death and made me drink it, sink it right there. At which point, I went off to the bog, bottle of vodka in hand, to be woken up about 2.5 hours later where my mate's going, Dave, come on, get off the fucking bog. We've got to get off the boat. Oh, fuck yeah.
Did you still have the vodka?
Yeah.
Winner.
What
have we learned from that, kid?
Dave will fall asleep anywhere.
Keep a tight grip on your bottle of vodka. That's the important thing there. For any of you budding alcoholics.
That was one of my great trips. Another one was the first time I went to see the sisters abroad was with one mate, Rich, and we had a bottle of poppers. And it was a 24-hour boat trip between Harwich and Hamburg. And we got thrown out. We got thrown out of every bar on the boat, and then we had to be let back into each one to be then thrown out again.
How old are you at this point?
Hey,
how old are you at this point?
Oh, maybe 20, 21.
I can imagine how much fun you and your cohorts were for any poor ferry staff. Just trying to get through the day.
they had one of those, those like ball pits, the kids' ball pits that you just dive into, and
they had
one of those. Oh, no. Just children were leaving that alone because we were in there quite a bit.
Yeah, they're
fucking drunk
under guidance from their parents, I suspect.
Yeah. Don't go in if you want to end up looking like them. Yeah, see that's pretty much
see
it.
The plastic room that smells of sick. Don't go in there.
But yeah, so but like on these fucking on these
cop
on these,
magic
on these fucking oh fuck yeah. On these things, they had like three places where you could sleep. It was a 24-hour fucking boat trip.
Yeah,
and I had a lot of poppers.
I've got a lot of fondness for a ferry trip. Yourself?
Yep, me too.
Yeah, there's nothing better than hunkering down like halfway down the on one of the landings on the way down to the car deck. I always used to fall asleep with my ear attached to the seatbelt in the car, listening to the vibrations of the car. And ferries were pretty much, as soon as I was slightly relaxed, I'd just pass out anywhere on a boat. And that was before beer. As soon as beer arrived, I could just sleep anywhere on a boat.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so anyway, we'd gone downstairs, we were having a kip, and I woke up. And I had a bottle of poppers. And you know, obviously...
Is that how you woke up?
No. But this is how I woke my friend up. like downstairs on ships, they have a ledge you got to walk over. It's to stop.
Allegedly.
That's not funny at all. You're going to say it's funny, but go on. Do it again.
It sounds adequately timed. At least that's something.
But you know, on ships, they have these things for a reason. So, you know, stop water. If they get flooded, stop water going around. So anyway, I woke up. My mate's kind of facing me, snoring. I just held a bottle of poppers under his nose for about a minute and 30 seconds. And they did something really bad. I went... Fire! I've never seen anyone move and stumble so fucking quickly. He was fucked completely. It took him about 2 minutes to like realise what was going on. And by that time... I'm like hightailing up the fucking stairs.
Yeah, 2 minutes worth of what was going on and then probably another minute and a half just on the floor holding his head going...
Unfortunately, we drank so much the night before... we went upstairs, got breakfast, and we didn't have a lot of cash between us, so we were fucking sticking all this food in our jackets for later on, because we didn't know when we were going to eat next.
Oh, was it a buffet, by chance?
Yes, of course it was. No. We were stuffing our faces, we were eating as much as we could, and packing away loads of fucking stuff that we could nick later, or eat later. And then after that... We left it, and Richard said...
No, in your diet, you were just protecting yourself for the following couple of days.
Yeah, something like that.
I've got 16 anchor butters, I've got 13 stale rolls.
Loads of stale rolls, loads of fruit as well.
What?
That was the mistake I made, was having too much orange juice that morning.
Oh, brought you down from your trip, yeah?
Oh, fuck yeah. But anyway, we had a lot of breakfast, we went outside... The next thing I know, my mate Rich is going, I need to go to the bog. And he started looking as green as green death. So anyway, he made it. I had to hold his leather jacket for him. He goes into the bog. He's in there. He's got to be in there for about 10 minutes. And I just sat on the stairs watching people walk in and come straight back out again. Anyway, he comes back out. I can smell his breath.
Hola!
From about 5 foot away. Good chunder, then. He's like, oh, I fucking needed that. And at that point, I needed a piss. I really needed a piss. So I made the brave decision to go into the bog that he'd just been in. And I held my breath as I walked in. And, you know, on these boats, they actually have a puke bowl. He had got everywhere apart from the puke bowl. So he'd got in both urinals. He'd got on both toilets.
Wait,
he'd got everywhere on the floor, but the fucking
bear in mind, it's a bit wobbly.
Don't give a fuck. He got everywhere by the puke bin. I stayed in there for about 30 seconds and then came out because I thought, if I breathe in here, I'm going to retch. And the orange juice that's in my stomach at the moment will come up, so...
Yeah, but on the other hand... You'd probably be doing the cleaners a favour by just standing in the doorway and just pissing. At least you're diluting it a bit.
No, I'd rather go to like a women's store and use that. It was good anyway.
Not the first time you said that.
It was good because it's international water still. I just went to the bar and got a fucking drink. About 10 in the morning. great.
Well, you should have gone straight to the bar and put a bet. Put a bet on the fact that nobody's going to use that toilet.
Honestly, going out there was one of the reasons I ended up living in Leeds.
That makes complete sense.
We met some really, really top people while we were out there. These, you know, the guy called Coops and Billy were like guys we stayed with in. We spent one
I'm
night.
I'm going to say, if your name's Coops and Billy, it's greedy.
Not really. We spent one night sleeping at the central train station in Germany because we couldn't find anyone who'd put up with, you know, me and my mate, two drunken cunts from down south and two drunken cunts from up north. We'd been out all night. We were just haggling anywhere. And yeah, so we got our heads down in sleeping bags at the fucking main railway station with all the pikeys. Oh,
sleeping bags?
Yeah, we had sleeping bags. Oh, that's fucking posh, mate.
International travellers, mate. No problem. He's out in the country. He's not in a roof. Sleeping bag will
do. I'm trying to think what else. Because I recently actually got all these photos back.
Really?
Yeah, there are some very, very funny photos. One of the first times a load of us went over to the dam, we were in a bar and my mate sussed out it was a gay bar. They didn't want to stay too long. We already bought pot.
He sounds like a smart cookie.
Really. But we were outside lining up with a photo of us holding glasses and some bloke came out and tagged on the end of it doing exactly the same thing. It was a very, very funny weekend. It's a lot of fun that we had. Yeah, when you're long-haired goth knocking about fucking Europe in various places. You bet your fucking toes back, mate. They're looking great. Shit. Alright, let's get off speaking about visual stuff because this makes no sense when you're fucking listening to it.
Alright. Smoke break.
It's a lot of fun to be had when you're a long-haired goth.